Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Hub were really my only options. Plus, my parents knew my boss pretty well and got me started at a dollar an hour more than most maids. My days were simple. Every morning, I would wipe down the front desk and chairs, vacuum the entryway rugs and carpet, and stock the vending machines before going to my assigned rooms. In each room, I would change the bedding and start the laundry for the new sheets. Pick up the room and throw away the garbage, vacuum, wipe down the tables and lamps, and clean the bathroom.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It was mind-numbingly easy work, and usually I was done by 2:30 in the afternoon. Some days 4. Truckers are a messy breed. Being from a town so small, nothing ever happened. Nothing important, anyway. I was determined to save up enough money that by the end of the year, I could go to Montana State University and leave my sleepy hometown miles behind me. I was so bored that it made my teeth ache. Other than truckers and tourists, our motel is notorious for being a weekend getaway for couples who had husbands and wives back home. If you were having an affair and didn't want your small town to know, you could come to ours for the weekend and get away with it. Most of us only left for grocery shopping, and that was maybe a couple of times a month. 2 days ago, half of one of these couples checked into room 6. When the man showed up, she had apparently already left. They had been regulars here, coming about once every 2 months and staying Friday and Saturday night. When he'd showed up, I was stocking the vending machine. As my manager handed him his key, he said, the other one already checked out. Said she had something to take care of. I hadn't seen the woman leave, but it's possible she finally got cold feet or her husband found out where she was. The man furrowed his brow. She texted me like an hour ago and told me she was here. My manager, Gary, shrugged. Sorry, maybe she'll be back. But she returned her key before she left. The man grunted and rolled his eyes before heading to his room. I glanced outside and noticed her car was gone and shrugged it off. Yesterday, I went to room 6 to change the sheets around noon. I knocked, but got no answer. There was no Do Not Disturb placard on the door, so I opened it and went in. The room was empty, bed still made, though there was an indent like someone had sat on it. I straightened the sheets and checked the bathroom. None of the soaps had been disturbed. But there were some gnarly track marks in the toilet from a shit long since flushed. I cleaned the toilet and the sink, and I was about to move on when I noticed something under the bed. I kneeled down and picked it up. It was a woman's earring. One of those cubic zirconia ones from Walmart that's supposed to look expensive, but instead looks cheap. I figured the lady who left must have dropped it. I brought it to the front desk. Hey Gary, found this under the bed in room 6. When he saw it, his eyes widened a bit. Oh, it must be from the last tenants in there. I'll call Felicity and see if it's hers. Instead of assuming it was the ladies who left suddenly, he assumed it was the local hookers. I found it a bit odd, but dismissed it. Gary and Felicity were old friends despite her chosen career, and he probably knew her jewelry better than I would. I handed him the earring and started cleaning the reception room. As I was cleaning the windows, I noticed the man from yesterday's truck still parked outside. Hey Gary, that guy's truck from the room 6 is still outside, but he didn't sleep in the room, I said. Oh! He hesitated for a moment. Yes, I saw him leave with Felicity last night. Figures, the man came for pussy and he was going to get it no matter what, I guess. I finished my rounds and by 2 p.m., I was free. I went home, showered, and changed out of my work clothes when I realized I had forgotten to grab my paycheck. I drove back to the motel and got out of my car, noticing the man's truck was gone. I went in and noticed Gary wasn't at the front, so I started my search for him. After 15 minutes of not being able to find him, I called. His phone went straight to voicemail. I waited in the reception room for another 5 minutes and was about to leave when Felicity pulled up, Gary in the passenger seat.
Wow. Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for. With SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There was a worried expression on his face, like he'd been caught doing something naughty. Hey, kiddo, forget something? Yeah, my check. Oh, right, let me grab that for you. I followed him into the reception room as Felicity drove away. There was a small office in the far back that Gary kept locked. We weren't allowed in, ever. He said there was a lot of important paperwork in there that he couldn't afford to get messed up. I waited outside, but the moment he opened the door, an atrocious smell wafted into the air. I nearly vomited. As he brought my check out, I said, "Why don't I clean in there Monday? It smells like something died." His face paled. "Oh, no, I can get to cleaning it over the weekend. Don't you worry." One thing Gary did not do was clean. Like, ever. "Are you sure? I can add it to my morning rounds," I told him. "No, Melissa, thank you," he said sharply. I threw up my hands. "All right, have it your way." I grabbed my check and left. Today I drove to the town over to cash my check. While in the bank, I noticed the bulletin board had a missing persons poster on it. As I approached, I realized it was the lady who came into our motel a couple of weeks ago. Apparently, she had never returned home after her stay with us. She had met up with a much younger man, and apparently her husband and kids were now worried. Her last known whereabouts were at the bar in this town. I drove back home, and for the hour-long ride, I had a nagging feeling in my stomach. Finally, I called the non-emergency police line and let them know that her actual last known whereabouts were at the motel. They thanked me for the info and said they'd fight follow-up. I decided to go back to the motel and tell Gary about the situation. When I arrived, I again couldn't find him, so I opened the door to his private office. To my surprise, it was unlocked. In the center of the room was a ladder leading up to the ceiling. I glanced around the desk, papers, and receipts littered everywhere. The smell was even worse in the room, and I had to swallow hard and hold my breath to keep from vomiting. I noticed a picture of Gary and a lady, his ex-wife, sitting on the desk. My parents had told me the story and said to never bring it up. Gary's ex-wife had cheated on him and left him for his nephew about 15 years ago. As I studied the picture, I saw that the wife's eyes had been scratched out. I looked around but couldn't find the source of the smell. Baffled, I returned my attention to the ladder. As I climbed the rungs, the smell got worse and worse. I moved the ceiling tile over and popped my head through. Wooden planks had been added for support along the ceiling. Support of, I suppose, body weight? I thought Gary must be a perv, a voyeur that liked to spy on Felicity getting down with various truckers. As I crawled in, I followed the smell. It's not unheard of for an animal to crawl into warm buildings when it's cold out, get stuck, and die. My thought was that a raccoon or something had found its way into the ceiling and didn't find its way out. I was wrong. My nose led me to a spot over the laundry room, where the clean scent of laundry detergent mingled with the smell of a rotting carcass.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
As I searched with my phone flashlight, shuffling on my hands and knees, my finger touched something cold and squishy. I shined my flashlight to my hand and saw an ear. I screamed, louder than I even knew I could. I shook my hand off and began to cry, and then I vomited all over myself and the mutilated body part. I was close to passing out, but I willed myself to stay conscious as I began scooting back towards the ceiling entrance. My flashlight caught a glimmer as I moved back, a glimmer from the ear. A cubic zirconia earring dangled from it. I'm on my way to the police station now, but it's an hour-long drive. I'm frantically writing this in voice to type. Gary was calling me nonstop, so I blocked his number. But there are headlights behind me, and they're getting closer by the second. The headlights look just like the ones from the truck the man in room 6 drove. I'm still 20 minutes from town. I'm pushing 100 miles per hour, but the truck is still getting closer. I sent my parents my location. I'll update soon. I'm from Connecticut. I was in a long-distance relationship with a girl from Georgia and would often make road trips down to visit her. I don't really mind. I love road trips. I've driven across the United States and back all on my own. There's just something about traveling the highways of the U.S. by yourself that's just so freeing. To save money, I would sleep in my car. It's not so bad. It's basically camping in a metal tent. Makes you feel like you're really roughing it. I just recline the seat back, keep the key in the ignition just in case, and doze off. No, I don't put anything up to block the windows for privacy. Maybe I should have. The trip down south is a comfortable two-day drive. My stop would usually be somewhere along the Virginia-North Carolina border. So, from my previous trip, that's exactly where I stopped that night. Rest stops were often less trafficked and thus quieter than truck stops. Normally I would have stopped at a Love's, but I was so tired that I settled for the first rest stop I saw. It was oddly vacant that night, with only a couple lone cars sitting forlorn under the amber street lamps. Most likely travelers with the same idea as myself. I pulled into a parking spot away from the others, under the shadow of a tree and far from the street lamps. I figured I would have more privacy there as opposed to being bathed in sunlight. So I did my usual thing, locked my doors, opened the window, just a hair for ventilation, kept my key in, reclined the seat, and went to sleep. I was never interrupted on any of these car camping nights, so I never suspected anything on this one. Then a sharp tap woke me up. At first, I thought I had heard it in my dream. I opened my eyes a bit confused, since I was leaned back. I was facing the ceiling and couldn't see anything. I hear another tap, like a tiny object hitting a hard surface. It came in a regular rhythm. Was it raining? Was water dripping onto my windshield? I'm under a tree. Maybe something fell from the branches. Maybe a squirrel or a bird was dropping something? What if a squirrel was climbing around my car? Or what if it wasn't an animal? The thought occurred to me that it might very well be a person poking around outside. What did they want? Were the doors locked? Yes. The keys were in the ignition. I can leave in an instant. Still, I lay there, completely still, pretending to be asleep. Pretending I hadn't heard anything. Hoping whoever it was, they would leave me alone. It was better to not find out. I was too afraid to find out. I was better to stay here in blissful ignorance. Still, the tapping continued. I had to do something. There was no way I was just going to stay there. I had to look. My heart was pounding. In that moment, it was deafeningly loud. Whoever was out there could probably hear it. I decided I was going to look. I was going to raise my head up and see what was making the noise, so that's what I did. What met my eye sent a jolt through my entire body. Every muscle fiber locked up in pure shock at what I saw. The faint glow of the street lamps cast just enough light for me to make out what I was looking at. There, in the windshield, staring directly at me, was a face. Someone, I presume to be a woman, was lying on my hood. her face pressed right up against my windshield. Her face was completely still, locked in a permanent grin. I froze in overwhelming terror. The eyes I stared into appeared to have rolled back, showing only the whites. The nose was turned up, pressed painfully into the glass. The lips stretched wide, revealing horrid, rotten teeth. Even in the darkness, I could tell her skin was sickly pale, contrasting her long, filthy black hair. Whoever this was, she was clearly not in her right mind. I don't know how long I sat there, too afraid to move. Finally, I got a grip of myself and shot my hand to the ignition. It turned over, making, in that instant, the most beautiful sound I ever heard. For a split second, I was afraid I might be caught in a horror movie scenario, the one where the car won't crank as the killer approaches. I reversed as fast as I could, trying not to give this creeper time to try anything. In my panic, I remember activating the windshield wipers in a futile attempt to get her off. I thought, was I about to drive out of here with some wacko holding onto my hood? Thankfully, I didn't have to worry about that, because as soon as I stopped, the woman leapt off, landing on all fours.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Seeing my opportunity, I shifted into drive and gunned it. Right as I saw her reaching for the driver's side door, with my foot on the gas, I sped out of the parking lot. Behind me, I heard her let out a piercing shriek like that of an animal. I looked in my rearview mirror, and for a split second, I thought I saw her chasing me, running on all fours, her black hair swinging wildly around her. I couldn't get a good look as I rounded a curve in the road leading out of the rest stop and merged with the highway. There, I picked up speed and drove through the night. I did not dare stop again until I saw the morning light.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for. With SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.